I had a good old teacher when I was in the first grade. She let me go to sleep. I ain't done. For 2 days, she let me take a little nap. You know, she broke that up. And when she said, do something, you better do it. You better do it right quick. Mm-hmm. She wore boots up to her knees, you know. She had to walk about 4 miles. She just tied them strings around her legs. We'd be already got the schoolhouse and got the stove good and hot. You know, and then she'd make us string up them boots.
Oh. What was her name?
Miss Lady, she was old widow. Well, she had never been married. Pretty old then. But she was a good teacher.
They ever have any men teachers?
Principals, yeah.
The principal.
Didn't have none in no classroom.
What about the preacher? Did they have somebody who was a full-time preacher, or
not back then. He wasn't no full-time, because he was having to work just like everybody else was.
Uh-huh. But he was still just called a regular preacher.
Regular preacher. When he'd have a revival, he'd stay with somebody one night, one day, or something like that. And whatever you was doing in that field, he'd go out there ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But now, at our church, he won't even stay in the home. You got to come pay for him a motel.
Oh.
That's right. And you got to pay for him to eat. He won't eat at your house.
Well.
I don't call them much preachers.
Yeah. I just about ready to be at somebody's house. Yeah, some of these places.
We had a preacher and his wife, and we had two little boys. He dealt with us one time on Sunday. And the little boy, we were about half the week, he told him, he said, son, you done eat enough. And I said, go on out and play. I said, wait a minute, preacher. I said, that boy ain't hungry. He's hungry. I said, you said, let him eat like you eating. He didn't say no more to him. I didn't go see him get up and go out hungry.
Yeah. Daddy was going to eat till he got full.
Yeah. He was going to say he just kept eating, you know.
What do you call the ones who are going to school, the children who are going to school? You got the teachers there, and then you got there.
Well, they call them students now, but they didn't say that before. After you went through the 12th grade, you know, they get in college, they say he's a college person then. But now they say they're students, you know.
Yeah. What about the young ones, you know, just the little children? Would they call them students?
No, they didn't call them students. When I went to school, we had to cut our own wall. We had to cut our wood to make our fire.
You just got there early and did all those chores first.
She'd take two of us boys. We'd have a day to make the fire early, you know, and tote the wall. But then the next day, two more would have just rotated.
Oh,
around.
Uh-huh, yeah. And how long were you there during the daytime?
Well, we'd get there at 8 o'clock, and we'd get out about 4:30 in the evening. We'd have two recesses, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 in the evening.